five lines from the top, Tana Rabbana. There are three Lashaynes, Kichein Tzuveisi, Kasher Tzuveisi, Kasher Tzivo Hashem. So the Baraisa wants to explain why it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to explain his actions, Kichein Tzuveisi, Kasher Tzuveisi, Kasher Tzivo Hashem. Let us see what Rashi says. Tana Rabbonon Kichein Tzuveisi, Aidi Denoket Hoche, Lemidrish Kichein Tzuveisi, Leinyone Demiluim. Says a fourth time, Kichein Tzuveisi. Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem, Kichein Tzuveisi. And from this, the Gemara had learned out that whatever was done by the Shiva Shemei Miluyim was Ma'akev. Kichein Tzuveisi is a Loshen Ikub. Is Aidi Dinoket Hoche, Lemedrish Kichein Tzuveisi L'Yoni Dimiluyim Delikuve also. Since we had just learned Rav Ashi's Mahalach, that from Kichein Tzuveisi, which is written by the Miluyim, that what the Likuva also is Kavala Braisa Hoche. So therefore the Gemara brought now down this Braisa, Lemedrish, to Darshan. We have another three places where it mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzuve. Kichein Tzuveisi Dishmini Lemayosa. Why does it have to say over there Kichein Tzuveisi? V'lav niyu ahu krod inyoni demiluyim detzaves arem. This is not the Kichein Tzuveisi we had mentioned before about the Miluyim. From there we learned that whatever was in the Miluyim was Ma'akev. Elo diyei mashmini. This is a different Kichein Tzuveisi. This is in Parsha Shmini. Dersiv b'minche, this was after the Ptir of Nodav Aviyu. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Elozav Isomo, Kichu es ha-mincho ha-neiseres me'ishi Hashem, v'ichlu matzo is eitzel ha-mizbeach, kichein tzuveisi. So there it says, kichein tzuveisi. Then it also says in Parsha Shmini, ka'asher tzuveisi, gabi si'ir chatos, asher dorash dorish Moshe, v'hinei soiro, Ksiv ochlu toichlu oiso bakoidish kasher tzivesi. So there he said that you should have eaten it bakoidish kasher tzivesi. Why did you burn it? And then a third place in Parsha Shmini it says kasher tziva Hashem gabi shoik hatrume v'chazei atnufe ksiv toichlu b'mokim toher kasher tziva Hashem. V'lama li chad mikol hami. Why do we need one of these three? V'chi kol hadvorim shenemru l'moyshe loyma l'Yisrael chosav v'omar kichein tzuveisi. So why was it here necessary in one parsha three times to say kichein tzuveisi, kichein tzuveisi, kasher tzivo Hashem, v'kasher tzuveisi? So the Gemara answers as follows. Kichein tzuveisi baninus yechluha. Kasher tzuveisi bishas maisa omalehem. Kasher tziva Hashem v'loi me'elai ani oimer. Let us see Rashi. The Bach is a girsa. Maschadibo baninus yechlu. Shehein oinenin. Oinenin is the middle already of the Dibur, of the Dibur Rashi. Baninis Yechlu, Shehein oinenin alnodav avir. Vekotchim asurim loinom. Mikal vachayma mimaisar akal. And oinon is also vekotchim akal vachayma for maisar shayni. Dersiv gabi maisi lechalti beoinim imenu. Pu oma lehen lechel haminche. And he told them, even though they're oinanim, they should eat the minche. Huskak loimal, say they tell them, lachere, this does not stim with the klalei atayre. Because an oinan is also bekotchin. Ki chayn tzuveisi, banin is techlu. So he told them, you should eat the minche itzalam izbeach. Ki chen tzuveisi yotzei rosho, bani neistach luo. Kasher tzuveisi, bishas maise omalehem. Kshemotso, masha osu, shesolfu soir achatos. That they burnt the soir achatos bu soir shalosh chodesh. Omalehem, so he told them, why did you burn it? Hein lehuva es doma. Haloi lo iraboi psul. There was no psul. Ho yolochem lo ichloi bakoidish. Ah, you'll say you're oinonim, abokasha sibesi esram bamincha. Shemati lochem boshem ipiakadish bochu nitztaveis. That I have told you ipiakadish bochu, shakain sub kasher sibesi. So just like I was told by the mincha, you should have eaten the soil shalish chaydish also, even though you are oinonim. Kasher tziva Hashem, v'loi me'elai ani yoimer. Heyesoimchim al pi hadibo ve'ichlo oisai oinanim. This is speaking about Shoika Truma v'chazei hatnufe. Eshidit b'mokim toyo. V'loi v'ichlo oisai oinanim. Loi tasu kasher asisem b'chatos. U'moyshe to b'dovo by the chatos hid aces by the Shoika Truma v'chazei hatnufe, by the Minche, Moshe Rabbeinu Taker was Metzuva from the Rabbeinu Shloilom, that it's Nechol Baninis. But that, the Dorish Moshe v'nei Soira, and he said, Kasher Tziveisi, Deo Moshe to, Bedovo, Shloi Nemoloi Elo b'Mincha, o b'chazei v'shoik. He was only told that it is Nechol Baninis, by the Minche, b'chazei v'shoik, and also Visoyer Shmini, Ubisoyer Narshain, Shahoyu Kotche Shah. So by the Kotche Shah, there was a Hiroa Shah that it's Nechol Baninis. Avo Soyer Eshchayde, Shu Kotche Doireis, Lehutaloinam. Ushloisha Seirim, Kovu Boy Bayoim, Le Nisrav Eloshal Reshchaydish Bulvad, Shenema Vaoisa, Nosan Lachem Losses Savain Haideser Reshchaydish, Abo Artumes Migdash Vekadoshev, Kamaisha Shanino, Bemeseches Shvuas. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yosi Bar Chanino, Michnosayim Ein Ksuvim Beparsha. The Levishes Michnosayim is not written in the Parsha of the Miluyim. Now, B'derech Klal will be speaking about this Keseder that Bemison, there are two parshas of the Miluim. There's a parsha and parshas Tetzave. There was a Tzivui, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Nitzave Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should be done when the Shivish Yimei Miluim will come, when Chof Gimel Ador will come. That was in parshas Tetzave. And in parshas Tzav, there it says, Lemaise Vises Duch Gefilt Gevor. Omar Rabbi Yosi Bachanina Michnasayim Ein Ksuvim Beparsh. If you look, Sayim Parshas Tetzave, Sayim Parshas Tzav, which speak about the Levishas Abgodim, but one will not find the Michnasayim. Psukim don't speak about the Michnasayim. Kshu Oimer, Vizeh HaDovo Asher Taso Lahem Lekadesh Oysom Lechayim. But it says in Parshas Tetzave, Vizeh, there's a vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon, Vizeh HaDovar Shatasam Lekadesh Oysan Lechaim, is Lohovi, so the vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon is Lohovi Amichnosayim. That means, because in Parshas Tetzave, in the beginning of the Parsha, it speaks about the Asiyas Big Dekune. And right before this Parsha, it speaks about Asiyas Michnosayim. So it says, Bechlal, you have to make Michnosayim for the Kahanim. And now it says, Vizeh HaDova Shetasalem. So the Vov Moisev Alin Rishon means that this includes also Levishas HaMichnosayim. Va'asir Esayif, from the Vizeh HaDova, we learn out that Aron Abono Vamakrev Asir Esayif. And the Shiva Shemei Meluim. The Gemara Bishloim Michnosayim Ksive Binyone De Begodim. The Michnasayim, you can learn out Michnasayim from Vizadov is very good. Because Vav Moisev Linyan Rishon, and some emela, so it's ksiva ben yonah de begodim, some emela, so it's marbe that by the shiva shimei meluim needed levishas michnasayim also. Elo asiris saifo, but how do you learn out that there was a din akrov of asiris saif on the shiva shimei meluim from the vizeh hadovo? And the Gemara osi zeze, there's a gzeir shove. It says, mi vizeh kolben aren uvono vashe ekrivo l'ashem asiris saifo. So there the psukim speak about the kolben of asiris saifo, that a kain head yet has to do b'yayim chinucha, and the kain gobel brought each day. So we learn out, gzeir shove vizeh zeh, that in the Shiva Shimei Meluim they also was a krov of Asiris Haif. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi Einom ksuvim beparsha bilvishes abgodim. When the parsha speaks about levishes abgodim, loy betzavo, not in parshas tetzave, where we have the tzavo of the Rabbein Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu. What should occur in the Shiva Shimei Meluim? The Loi Basiyah, not in Parshas Tzav, when the Torah relates what occurred in the Shiva Shimei Meluim. Shoima v'zeh ha-dover ha-shetasa lahem, vov moisef alinyin rishen, ha-medaber b'tzavos asiyas ha-begodim. In the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the psukim speak about asiyas b'gdekun, v'shom ksiv ha-seila michnaseval, So Mamela, we also learn out from Vizah Adovo that in the Shiva Shimei Meluim, there was also a Krovis Asir Saifa. The Gemara Bishleim and Michnasayim, Siva Binyana de Begotim, the Lelminai de Parsha. So, before this Parsha, we speak about Asir Sabegotim, so the Ve'ika, the Rebuyinu, Vav Moisa, Bolin Yerisha. But how do you know Asir Saifa? Ze kol ben aren abonu v'siras aif, k'siv shadjit meivi b'yem chinuchi b'kain godo b'chol yoyim. So we learn out v'ze hadovor, that this also applied the shiva shimei miluim. Zog te gemara weiter. Oma rab yoichanin, mishum rab shimen ben yochoi, minayim sha'af mikro parsha ma'akei. That we'll see in Parshas Tzav, where the Pasuk relates what occurred from Chav Gimel Ador. So Rab Shimon ben Yochoyed said that in Parshas Tzav, the Parshas Tetzave, the Tzivui in Parshas Tetzave was leaned over for Klal Yisrael in Parshas Tzav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai Minayim Shaf Mikro Parsha Ma'akev, the Kriyas HaParsha was Ma'akev. Talmud Loimer Vayoimer Moshe El Ha'edo Ze HaDover Asher Tzivo Hashem Afilu Dibo Ma'akev. So he then repeated the Klal Yisrael, the Parshas Tetzave, which there it says all the tzivuyim which has to be done in the Shiva Shimei Miluim. So the Kriya was Ma'akev. Zogt Rashi, Mikro Parsha, Parshas Miluim, Shenitztava Bevaata Tetzava Omelam Letzibur Be'esrim Ushloisha Ba'adol Kshishchilu Amiluim. When the Miluim started Chav Gimel Ador, Vehikel Esa Eida Al Pesach Hayomai, Shenema Vatikoy La Eida, Vayoyim Amoisha Leida, Zeh HaDover HaShatziv HaShem Lasois, Umikroi Salolu, these psukim, Zeh HaDover Basiyah Samiluim, this is said Basiyah Samiluim, Bishas Pei, Zemesduch Gefil, Bitzavis Arim. So Vayoyim Amoisha Leida, Zeh HaDover, so that the Dibur that was said in Parshas Tetzaveh, was Nemrod to Klal Yisrael Chav Gimel Ador. Zog te Gemara weiter. Keitzad Hilbishot. Like the Gemara, what was the Seder Levisha? That means we'll see soon that Moshe was Malbish Aron HaKohen, was Malbish Bono, and we'll see there's problems in the oifen of the Seder HaLevisha. Ketzad Elbisha, what was the Seder? Fregt die Gemore, Ketzad Elbisha, Mai da Hava Hava, was geht mir on? That was past history. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish, so was geht uns on now how the Seder HaLevisha was. So Moshe says, no, Elo Ketzad Malbisha, Laosid Lovoi. No, Laosid Lovoi, what will the Seder HaLevisha be? You want to know how it's going to be? We have nothing what to worry about. Moshe Rabbeinu will be there. Zensim for Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Seder Levisha will be. Now, Agav Uche, this Levisha of Laosid Lavoi, Rishash, the Chazanish, Amoire, Reps. A levisha la'osid lovoi. I mean, there'll be a new levisha. So I saw the in Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadia Goin. He brings down a Ramban in Sefer in Sheirish Ashlishi in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban says as follows: L'tchias ha'meisim, after tchias ha'meisim, Yiskadesh Arim Ubonov Imoi Bimiluyim. There'll be a new miluyim to be Mekadesh Aron Abodot. Lefi Sheba Shekvar Botlo Mishichoson Mimenu, the Mishiche, which was Mekadesh Aron Abonov, became Botl Mimenu Umizaroi Bishas Amise. Moiradik, the Kedushas Kohune will become bottle with the Misa that was only Mekadish for the Aron Obonov, Ashikichon B'Tushos Yishalam, that's still the Misa. V'yiyu Anoshim Mechudoshim, Abonoch Tchiyas HaMeisim, Dusashayin Aponim Chadoshis Bo'olakam, Yitztalchu Liskadish Korishoyne, Zekta Rabban, so they have to make a new Miluyim. So if there's new people, you need a new miluim, a new seder. So mamela there'll be a new seder alavisha. So the Gemara says, "Af this seder alavisha daf meitzel nish danzai." That Moshe Rabbeinu will be Moshe in danzen. So the Ramban fears ois from our Gemara brings a raya. Im kain. Hamiluyim b'mizbeach u'b'migdosh la'achar ha'chubim k'shenasu acherim yitztalchu l'miluyim. So he says, after the chubim abayis, he says, by the bayis sheni, they needed nachamol miluyim. V'osu oisom b'mei ezre v'chein nasa l'mois ha'mashiach omein b'mheira. There'll be a miluyim to be mechadish the bayis shlishi. Again, there'll be a miluyim. So this Seder, there's a Seder that brings about a Kedusha, Kedushas Kohune, Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Abayis, and that is that. So the Seder of Miluyim is a Dovor Nitzri, it's not past history, it was and it will be again. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem? The Seder of Levisha, which was past history, May Bahava Have. Which will be, we don't have to delve into it, how it's going to be. Elo, well, the Gemara says, Ketzav Hilbishon Lemizber Kroy. We have a problem, we want to know Pshat and Chumash. We have a stire in two psukim, so we have to understand the Mechlam Chumash, the Mechlam Shlemaisa, what they did. Lemizber Kroy, there's a stire in psukim and Chumash, how are we mevayer these psukim? Let us see what Rashi says. Keitzad hilbishon seder begodim la'av ulabonim ze'achazeh. The seder alavisha in Aron Gufe, how his seder alavisha was, and with the bonim. So the Gemara says, "May da'avahave matzach lo nulisha lemizber kroi de'loy lirmu adodi." Because we shouldn't ask astir and tupsukim. de betavoksi vechogarto oisom avneit arin obonot. So when it speaks about the chaguras avneit, it weist ois that it has to be done in one shot, together. Vechogarto oisom avneit arin obonot. The Moshe Rabbeinu should be choyger the avneit al arin obonot. Mashme chagirosom shel av ubonim b'seider echot. That was together. That means after the Moshe Rabbeinu atum gigartel to avnei taren, he didn't go further with the other begodim of Aaron. V'chagarta oisom avnei taren ubonim. That means that he first did Aaron and then the bonim, and he was not oisik in a different pool in between. Azoy v'estoisom parshas tetzad. Mashmachi girosom shel av ubonim b'seider echod v'loi hivsik levishas beged acher bintai. Ubak basia, that was the tzivui in Parshas Tetzav. But when you look in Parshas Tzav, ubasia ksiv ba'aroin v'yachker oisoi ba'avnei b'seider levishas begodim, and then after the avnei he says he put on other begodim over him. When you look at the Seder, it seems Moshe Rabbeinu put on the Avneit on Aaron, and then he put on all his other begodim. So we have here a stire and two psukim from the tzivui to the maise. The tzivui vaistois that it should be without a hefsik. It says v'chagarto oisom, and the lemaise it seems that v'yachke oisoi ba'avneit, and the lady put on the other begodim of Aaron, and then later v'hil bisham, and then he put on the v'schoyger the bnei Aaron. So that is the Gemara Shaila. So how did this work? Is pligi bo b'nei Rabbi Chiye de Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a machlokes amoraim how it was. Chad omar Aaron v'achar kach bonov. First, it wasn't together. Aaron v'achar kach bonov. Aaron was completely mislabish b'bigdei kune. After the avneit, they put on the other begodim. The eifoid and the meal, the eifoid, then the choshen, and then the eifoid, and there was choyger, becheshev eifoid. Everything was keseda. And then they went to the bonim. Chadoma, Aaron abono v'basachas. Another man, the Yomah said, Aaron abono v'basachas. Omar Abai. So Abai said as follows. Biksoines umit nefes, Kula alma loy pligi da aren va'acha kach bonov. The seder alavisha of ksainis and mitznefes was icha first aren and then bonov, the bein betzavo, bein basiya aren kodem. It says you should put in his first and then, so he's icha, that icha, the ksainis of aren came first and the ksainis of the bonov. By the mitznefes and the mikboys, ki pligi ba'avne. Man de oma arin vachar kach bonov, dechsi vayachkoi soy ba'avneit. Then it says later they put on the other begodim an arin, vahodechsi vayachkoi som avneit. So you see klar that there was zicher a hefsik between the levishas avneit of arin and levishas avneit of the bonim. Uman de oma arin bonov bebasachas, Tersiv v'chagarto oisom. The pasuk says avneit. Aaron above. Let us see Rashi. Abaye meforish lo lemilsayu. B'ksoinis amitz nefes. So Abaye said like this. B'ksoinis amitz nefes. There's no machlokes. What was zicha first Aaron and then bonot. Lochi noki ksoinis amitz nefes. Sheshovin. Begodl or behedy. Didn't want to speak about because both of them were exainis, both of them were mitznefes, big boys. So Mamela, So they says, and this was ich, first Aaron and then the bun. Umichnesayim lehutzrach loima. And what's with the Michnesayim? That you don't have to talk about. Sharei hen koidma lochel kedamrina lekamem, naim shleidova koidam lemichnesayim. This was koidam lekel. So the Rishash says he doesn't understand what Rashi says. First, I took the Michnesayim by the first thing, but we have a Shaila. What was the Seder? Was it the Michnesayim and then Ksoinis of Arim? Was it Michnesayim and then Michnesayim of the Bonim? What do we derive by knowing that the Michnesayim was the first thing that was put on? So what? Eini meivim v'chiminesha en koinon luchaloy mishol bishom bebasachas haino mitchilo la'aren v'tekev gam labono v'achakach la'aren shal begodov. I mean, we have to know that maybe it was also bebasachas, first Aaron and then Bono, but they didn't go further. So he says, Taisus is a different shot. Lofim ha-shekosov ha-ramban be-parshas te-tzave ha-michnesayim heimo ba-atzmo mil-bishum osi shaper tvei. So the Rishash says that the Gemara speaking about the Seida Halbosha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So the Seida Halbosha, the Ramban says was only from the Ksainis. There was no halbosh on the Michnesayim. They put on the Michnesayim themselves. So that's why the Gemara doesn't speak about the Michnesayim, because there was no halbosh on the Michnesayim. He says, going to Ramban is beautiful, but Rashi says he doesn't understand that. That's bullshit. The Michnesayim kamechiklam. What was the Seder? Was it basachas, or was it, or wasn't it basachas? Right, the Gemara weiter. So each one has a raya, that each one has a raya. One is a raya from v'chagarta oisom, basachas. And the other is a raya v'yachke oisai ba'avnei, v'odoksi v'yachke oisom avnei. It wasn't basachas. In fact, the Gemara lamanda oma arma bono be'basachas. Ochsi vayachka oisoi ba'avneit, v'hodeksi vayachka oisom avneit. It seems it's not bebasachas. That's why the Torah was mavdil beineim. Oma loch, ahu avneite shol koyin godel, ezeo avneite shol koyin hegit. He says, this pasuk is coming to tell us another yediyah. This pasuk is coming to tell us that the materials with which the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made was not made from the same materials that the avnet of Kohen Godel was made. So that's why the Torah wants to differentiate Vayachke Oisoi, even though it was mamish one after the other, in Seder, but Al Koponim, it was a different Chagure, because this was Shatness and this wasn't Shatness. Laman de Oma Arain v'achakach bonov. Frek de Gemore, and according to the man de Oma Arain v'achakach bonov. So according to him is very good. Vayachke oisoi ba'avnei. Odeksi vayachke oisom. Fakert, it was taken Seder al-Visha first. Arain was taken care of, then the bonim were taken care of. I was taken care of completely with all his begodim. It seems there was one pula of being choyger Aaron Abona. Amalocha, who came ashmal avnete shall koin godos avnete shall koin hedit. So if I care that the chagarta oisom is telling us that it was the same, that they wore the same type of avnet. That means even though in zman there was a hefsik zman beinayim, but there was a similarity in the etzem chagura that they wore the same type of chagura. Zavneti shol koyin hedyit. Vayachke oisoi avneit, vayachke oisam lomali, shmami no'arim v'achakach bonot. Pakert, so he learns pshat, so each one learns that one pasuk is telling us the Seder, Alavisha, and the other pasuk is telling us that either there was the same type of avnate, or there were different types of avnate. And whichever posik is not telling us to say the levisha. Now we'll see Rashi will explain this Gemara. Chutz me'avnei, v'achar kach yischil la'halbish as bonot. That's poshut. So that's why the Gemara says, k'soynes u'mitznefes. That's how Rashi understood pshat. K'soynes u'mitznefes. These are two begodim which both have. So tzicha wasn't k'soynes. It was k'soynes u'mitznefes shal arin, and then k'soynes u'mitboy shal bonot. There's no machlokes. Arin, they were not bebasachas. The beim b'tzavo, beim b'siyeh, kach ksivi, that first fakert Aaron was taken care of first, completely, and then the bonim were taken care of. Ki pligi ba'avneid, she b'tzavo ne'mar hagirosom ka'achas. In Parshas t'tzav, it says that it was hagar to'oisom. Avneid Aaron the bonim, le'nemro hagire ba'aron kisei de levishes begodim. Es regal toisam, basi nemre khagirose ke seide shabgodo. They put on the ksainis, and they put on the avnate, and then they put on the meal, and then the chayshin, and the nefei. Yeah, basi nemre khagirose ke seide shabgodo, ve khagiras bonav latsma, beseide bigdeya. Zman da oma arne bonav basachas, ozl bosl tzavo, lakami mefosh basachas, mi meshkachas, asam ze shaykh mamish be basachas, te bichoy gedem be basachas. Oma loch, ahu avneite shal koin godo, leizeo avneite shal koin hedjit. Kloima, loilom kro de tzavo dafke. The kro de tzavo, the kro de posik in parshas de tzavo, that says vecho garto oisom, that's dafke. But basachas, that there was one levishas chagures, first Aaron and then Bonov, there was nothing in between. Ubasiyed the palgino. Hi, we see that Bishas Asiyed, the Pasuk seems to tell us that they weren't together. There was first Avnate and then the meal and then Vaita. Lamednu bo shein Avnatim shovim. So the palgino is Vayachkeroiso, then Vayachkeroiso, Vayachkeroisom. So the Torah mentioned different, with a different Lashonis to tell us Lamdeinu bo shein avnetim shovim. Shen nemar b'maisa avnet shal koyin godo. What's it in that shovim? By the avnet of the koyin godo said it was avnet sheish moshtar trelas vagoma. Lomadna shuhu shal kloy. The sheish kisne v'trelas amro. Sheish is flax, linen, v'trelas amro, and this is wool. So therefore the Torah differentiated. Zeh avneitoi kloimal, and then the other man yomol shneim shal kloim. Moses basachas mi mashkachas lo sheimayish levadei chayge chamisha bnei adam kaachas. But according to many basachas, you could do one chagur on five people at once. Moses, no, at once means leitzicha dagdim. Loi be basachas mamish koma. Elze achaze avo. Why is it called basachas? Al beseder echatoyu was one seder of chagur. Loi hivsik beged acher bintayim. So now Rashi is going to explain, so if all the begodim of Moshe Rabbeinu were in the slab, all the begodim of Aaron was were nilbash first, before the big day bonov, so how did you have that the avnet was put on without a hefsek begodim? So Rashi explains as follows. Hilbish Aaron kol begodov. First, he put on Aaron Kol Begodim. That's what the Gemara says, B'Ksoinis and Mitznefes Loi Pligi. This went on Aaron before we started with the Bodim. V'Loi Chogar Oisei Avnei. But after he put on the Ksoinis, he did not make the Avnei. He went further to the meal, and the Eifoi, the Cheshev Eifoi. V'Achakach Hilvish is Bonot, Michnasayim, Ksoinis and Mitznefes. So now, after that, they have all their begodim besides an avneit. V'chakach notal eso avneitim. Then he went and took the avneitim. V'choger es arv v'chakach bono. That's the svar of the man v'yoma that says it was v'basachas. That means all other begodim were put on first, and then they went to put on in the order of the begodim was first Aaron, then Bono. First Aaron was completely melubish besides the Avnei. Then the Bonim were completely melubish besides their Avnei. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went, was Chayger, Aaron and Bono. So that's called Bebasachas. Laman the Oma Arim Vachakach Bonov Kirsovi Oma Basiye Vayiten Allah Vesakis Hainis. And then the Seder was like this. First he put on the Kisainis. Vayachker Oisoi Ba'avnek. We're not finished with Arim. Vayalbish Oisoi Samil. Vachakach Vayakreves Bnei Arim. Vayalbish Shem Kutonis. Vayachker Oisam Avnek. Whatever the Seder was, that Sikh Egwana's Maida was Aaron was first, but the Shaila was, did the Chagures Avneitim come together without the Levishes Beged Bentayim, or was the Levishes Beged Bentayim? The Gam Horovitz asks that according to the man the Yomar, that it was Bebasacha, so Rashi explains, so what was the Seder? So the Seder was, first they put on the Ksainis, then they put on the Me'il, then they put on the Cheshev Ha'evoid, the Choshin, and then they put on the Avneit. So he asks a practical Shaila, if they're wearing the Me'il and the Cheshev Ha'evoid, how do you put on the Avneit underneath the Me'il to, by the Ksainis? It's a little difficult to understand. That's the Gram Horovitz's Kash. Let us see Tosfos. La'avi es hamichnasayim. We had learned the Gemara before. The Gemara said that it says v'zeh hadavo. So v'zeh hadavo is coming to tell us that even though if we look at the psukim, we will not find shai b'shas tzivui, shai b'shas asiyah. It doesn't speak about the levishas hamichnasayim. That there was a din of levishas michnasayim also. Mikan kasha, so Taisha says from Agamorah there's a kasha. Loha, now Taisha is going to bring down a ganze shtik teure from Rav Yanke Mirleinish. And Mikan Kosha and the Shtik Teire. So first let's see what the Shtik Teire was going on. Loha de Beperik Eilu Eina Nisrofim Mapik Misa Mechusa Begodim Bidarshinen Ein Bigdeyem Aleihem Ein Kunosam Aleihem. Achsach mir the Gemara and Sanhedrin learns out from this pasuk Shmoyis Chavtes Zeh Adover Shatasalem Lekadesh oisam lechayin. There this pasuk speaks about the Bigdei Kohunet. So there it says that the Levishas HaBegodim made them Kohanim. So the Gemara says Adroshe, Bizman shebigdeyem aleyem kunosam aleyem, ein bigdeyem aleyem ein kunosam aleyem. So therefore the Gemara says, so from this we can figure out that a mechusa begodim that did the avoides chayiv mise, because we know a zor that did avoides is chayiv mise, and ain bigdayim aleim ain kunasam aleim, so they have a din zor, so they have a din zor, so the chayiv mise. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, how do I know that a mechusa begodim is chayiv misa mit a dreidel? Because I see the begodim gives them a din kehanim, so without the begodim, I have a din zor, and a zor is chayiv misa, a zor sheshimish is chayiv misa. Mikan koshe, lode beperik eilo eina nisrofim, mapik misa mechusa begodim, mit a darshinon. Ein bigdeyim aleim, ein kulnosin aleim, havalu zor. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Vehiksha Rabbeinu Yaakov Mielainish. Hat Rabbi Yaakov Mielainish gefragt der Kasche, ho behed yeksiv mise beva'ata tetzave. It says mise in ata tetzave. Now, in ata tetzave, it says, when it starts off by telling us the din of the Shivish Mei Miluim, Bezadov Shatasl Makabe Shayisim Lachayim Li. So here we learn out that then it says she's put out the Begodim. So we learn out Bizman Shabigdeim Aleim Kunosim Aleim. That's this Posik, what the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin. Now, a previous Posik, which is speaking about the Asiyas HaBegodim, so the pasuk says like this: Vaseila michnasei vod lachasis psar elve mimasnayim bal yirechaim yiyu vahoyu al arim bal bonov bevoyim aloyel moyed oy vegishte bal amizbech lishoris pakaidish v'lo yisu ovoin v'meisu. So the pasuk says that they should wear the big day kohune bevoyim aloyel moyed oy vegishte bal amizbech lishoris pakaidish. They won't wear the begodim, the chayiv misa. So Rabbeinu Yaakov Melainish says, Amir Dikekash. So there's an often a posik that says, Am Bechusa begodim is chayiv misa on dreidler. This, the drosh in Sanhedrin gate mit a dreidler enko, no sam aleim, and asor is chayiv misa, so they're chayiv misa. This is the chadreidler. There's an often a posik that says, Am Bechusa begodim is chayiv misa. Vehiksha Rabbeinu Yaakov Melainish, ha behed yiksiv misa bevata betzavle. Zog ta weiter. Nehei, da hai kro itzach ushevinu zorim aflinyin lechala lavoide kamay zorim. Zog ta Rabbeinu Yaakov Melainish, not my cash is. Why do you need this posik of ein bigdeyim aleim, ein kunosim aleim? He says, that posik you need lagabi chilu lavoide. Let's clear a shayla. If a coin that's mechusa begodim will be mechalal davoide. So how's this posik that yechayiv misa, yechayiv misa, mechusa begodim is chayiv misa. But I wouldn't know he's mechalal davoide. The drosh of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us, ein bigdeim aleim mikunosim avarabi zorim. So if I know the zorim, I know the chayiv misa. If I know the zorim, I know that it's mechalal davoide. So the posik, the drosh that the Gemara brought in Sanhedrin, that I need to tell me the Allah of Chilul Avoide. But why do I need this pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh that says Yichayv Misa as Mechus Begodim? And Mechus Begodim is Chayv Misa. Versteitzach is Chayv Misa. That's because if Ein Bigdeim Aleim is Ein Kunosim Aleim, so they are Zos. It's Chayv Misa. So why do you need this first pasuk to tell me that Mechus Begodim is Chayv Misa? Mikomakem ahuk ra, techsive mechusari begodim misa behed yelomali. Taipig leim ein big dam aleim, ein kunosim aleim. Vetirit, so Rabbeinu Yaakov Melainish said, the michnasayim loiksiv hoche. It's the chahuk ra, le mechusa michnasayim dahave bemisa. So the Rabbeinu Yaakov Melainish said as follows. The posik, which speaks about the miluyim, which this is the posik, v'zeh adov v'shatasalam l'kadish oisam l'chaim li. This speaks about the miluyim. And this is the posik that says l'chaim li, that after the only kahanim ibigdeim alayim. Shatasalam l'chaim li, the only kahanim through the bigdei kahunim. This posik does not speak about the michnasayim. Because in the whole parsha of the Miluim, it doesn't say Michnasayim. So Memele, the posik before, Vaseila Michnasei Vod, Lachaseis Psar Elve, Then it says Vlayiso Ove Vamei. So this pasuk is speaking about Michnasayim. About Michnasayim, I don't have a pasuk to tell me that ain't Michnasayim Aleim and Kohnosim Aleim. I don't have such a pasuk. The pasuk that says that the Kohen is telling Big Dekuna is talking about all Big Dekuna besides Michnasayim. So therefore, this pasuk is coming to tell us that Al Kaponim, a Kohen, that's a Mechusel, Begodim, a Mechusel, Michnasayim, won't be Mechalo Davoide, because that's, he's not a Zoh, but Al Kaponim is Chayim Mise. So there's two dinim. There's a din of Mechusel, all other Begodim besides Michnasayim, which is Chayim Mise Al Zoh, and that's it's Mechalo Davoide also. And then there's another din, and there's another din, Aces, that a Mechusel Begodim Michnasayim is Chayim Mise. V'tiritz mechnesayim loik sivoche, v'tzech u'krol mechus mechnesayim ava b'mise. So that was very good when you're learning Sanhedrin. It's beautiful. You look at the Chumash. It's meiridik. But when you come to Mesechtes Yume, teigdachnish, because our whole Gemara says by the Miluyim, how do you know v'zeh adovo that by the Miluyim they also needed mechnesayim? Because Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, kim and the nafkalei michnasayim evezeh hadavo, havele kilu michnasayim namiksi vihoche. So now I know if a kohen does avoid without michnasayim, is also he has a din zo. So he's chayiv misal zo. So we're back to the old kasha. So why do you need this new pasuk? Vetiritz ritzva, so the ritzva said a teretz, the mise, the gabe michnasayim. The chiyiv mise, which is written by the michnasayim, itzach lechayv afilu bebiyerei konis ha'oyil moyed, mishenichsa nichnas mechusa begodim, kidachsi voyim al arav abono, bevoyim al oyil moyed. It says as follows, the posik that speaks about michnasayim, and lam davke michnasayim. Vahoyu al arin al bonov val bonov bevoyim aleyed moyed oy vegishtem al mizbech l'shoyis bakaydish vayisu avim vameisu. So that arin al bonov has to wear big dekune when bevoyim aloyel moyed. Now bevoyim aloyel moyed, when they come into the oyel moyed, they come into the heichol. So they're not doing avoide. Bevoyim aloyim moed. They're speaking about a biyere konis. They're coming in not to do anything. They're not doing any avoide. So it says if a kohen will come into the oil moed b'mechusa b'godim is chayiv misa. So memele. So the ritzvos are amoyre de keteretz. That halacha that the Gemara learns out in Sanhedrin that the amechusa b'godim is a din zor is true. And therefore, if he did an avoide b'mechusa b'godim, so hazor shavad avoide is chayiv misa. So the chayiv misa b'mechusa b'godim I know from, because he has a din zor. But azor that will enter the heichol, there's no isa, there's no chayiv misa al kaponim for azor who enters the heichol. So now the pasuk comes to tell us, but a koyin mechusa b'godim that will enter the heichol, he's chayiv misa. So memela, that was the ritzvah's teretz. The ritzvah told us that there are two dinim. There's a halacha of zorus, which comes about by mechusa b'godim, but the chayiv of a zor, the chayiv misa of a zor, is only by avoid. It's all sheshimish chayiv misa. But this pasuk that tells us v'lo yisu avim v'meisu is coming to tell us bevoyim alei elmoyed, that abir ikonis, abir without avoid, without shimush, he's also chayiv misa. So that's a new din. That has nothing to do with zoros. That is a new din. A kohen that's a mechusa begodim is chayiv misa for abir ikonis. Tiritz ritzva, de mise de gabi michnasai mitzrich lachai va filo bebir ikonis ayil moid mishe nichnas mechusa begodim, kider si vohoyu al arin val bono, bevoyom eloy al moid. So you see there's a new chiyiv mise of mechusa begodim, an abir ikonis, bevoyom eloy al moid, without un yani avoid. Vechein, and Taisvah says, we find the same aloche, B'shaleichachutz yadayim, without rechitzas yadayim, d'chsiv, we have mamish the same loshem, b'voyam eloyel mayid yilchetzu, again, that's not doing a voide, oy v'gishtam al mizbeach l'shores. Mechayv oyel mayid afil abir ikonis. So the pasuk is speaking about two halachas. One halacha, a person, a kohen, is not permitted to enter the heichal shaleichachutz yadayim, that's abir ikonis. Oy v'gishtam al mizbeach, he's not entering the heichal, he's going to the mizbeach on the chayshes. So there, l'sharis, that's already there. So one of the two. So by not a rochot yadayim, there's two chiyuvim misa, one for abir ikonis boil moyed, and one for avoidim by the mizbeach. So the same halacha applies by mechusa begodim, that mechusa begodim also has these two chiyuvim. Abir ikonis boil moyed is chayiv misa, that is not mishum lesser desorus, and also a mechusa begodim adir avoid it, and that takes out lesser desorus. Vaha dekoma perik beis desvochim. So we have to know, the Tais is saying a mouthful, a very big chiddush, that a bir ikonis yechayev, a bir ikonis of shaleirochot yadayim, a bir ikonis of mechusa begodim is chayev misa. Tais is saying a mouthful, which Tais was in Sanhedrin is chaylik, and Rashi is chaylik, but that's what the Ritzvo wanted to say. So now the Ritzvo is confronted with a Gemara in Zvochem. The Gemara in Zvochem says, "Vod the Kama Pag Beis the Zvochem, I Kosav Rachmone Bevoyom, Voloi Kosav Begishtom." The pasuk says as follows: "Bevoyom Amoyed, Oy Begishtom Osbeich Lesharis." The pasuk speaks: "Be Yisrael Amoyed, Oy Begishtom Osbeich Lesharis." So the Gemara says, "If it would only say Bevoyom Loi Kosav Begishtom, have a mine." Afilu abir ikonis yechayiv. It says v'voyimol amoyim. That's why it says v'gishtum izbeich l'shoreis. That after by sheiris yechayiv. But by abir ikonis you're not chayiv. No shen tachlal nishvi der etzvo. V'hod kama peg beiz dizvoch mikos v'chman v'voyim l'kosov v'gishtum ava min afilu abir ikonis. That's why it says v'gishtum mash medifu yemes le'mechayiv abir ikonis. Yeshloima, no, Peshat the Gemara is as follows. If it wouldn't say Lesharis, Hain, I would think Yechayiv an Abir Ikonis, Hain a Mizbeach. By going to the Mizbeach without doing the Avoid, I'd also think Yechayiv Shalai Rochatz Yodayim. That's what the Gemara means. Afil Abir, Abash, Yeshloima, Hain a Mizbeach, Vachibush, Iksiv Beboyim Aloyim Moyet. If it wouldn't have said Lesharis. No, it said, Iksi beboyim aloyim moyid, oyala mizbeach, veloiksi v'lesharis. It wouldn't have said l'sharis by mizbeach. Have a mina that fila mizbeach mechayiv abir ikonis. I think I found the mizbeach mechayiv abir ikonis. Kamash milon a mizbeach loy mechayiv. Mechayiv a mizbeach. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim means. That be a have a mina mechayiv abir ikonis, I feel it didn't enter the heichol. He went into the Azor. He's also chayiv. He goes to the mizbeach without a shimush. Kamash mul mizbeach loy mechayiv. B'taysef to the meseches kalim tanya. The agavuche the rishanim b'taysus harosh in meseches kalim. I think Taisus and Sanhedrin also, they shlug up the Ritzva from, it says there that that if a Koyin was Mesadar, the Lechem Aponim, either Lerochet Yadayim or Mechusa Begodim, since Sidur Lechem Aponim is not called an Avoide, he's not Chayiv Misa. So you see, Klo, but the Lechem Aponim wasn't the Heichel. So then, Michayev Misa al Sabir Ikonis. So, Vaista is Lechayre Klo, there's no Chiyuv in the Oil Moyed without doing an Avoid. Abir Ikonis is not Chayev. That's one of the Kashas they ask on the Ritzvah. Aber Kaponim does the Ritzvah. Ritzvah says that Yechayim and Abir Rikonis in the Heichel and the Mechusa Begodim Shloichot Shiyadai. Now the Ritzvah wants to bring a Raya from a Tesefte. But Tesefte, the Meseches Kalim, but Tesefte, the Meseches Kalim, Perk Aleph, Tanya, Smu'uyim Dik, the Bekiyas of the Balei Tosfos, Sanhedrin, Zvochim, Tesefte, the Kalim, Mamish. Tanya, Omar, Shimon Atzanua, Lifnei Rabbi Leza, Ani Nichnasti Bein Ho'ulam Lemizbeach. That was before the Heichel. Ani Nichnasti Bein Ho'ulam Lemizbeach, V'loi Rochot Yodayim V'raglayim. Without the Chitzis Yodayim V'raglayim, Bein Ho'ulam Lemizbeach was speaking about, and without the Chitzis Yodayim. Omar Loi, Mi Chaviv, Ata a Kohen Gadol. Tell me, who's more chashev? You or the Kohen Gadol? Shosak. He didn't have the shayla. I hear the shayla. I don't want to commit myself. Mi chavi veisachnit. Shosak. Om alay. Boish ata loyma. The Shem says to Zogan, who's more chashev? Ha'avoyde shekalboy shal Kohen Gadol Yosef Chavev Mimcha. Not the shalav, of you more chavev. The cowboy of the Kohen Gadol is more chavev than you. Va'afilu, and I'll tell you, va'afilu Kohen Gadol mefatzin es moichai begizrin. If the Kohen Gadol would go bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, so the fatzen es moichoi begizren wot men am gehargit. So me meile, so pshatis, if he's chayiv misa b'day shemayim, so then kahanim gdolim, the kahanim used to kill him. Someone was chayiv misa b'day shemayim, used to kill him there. So me meile, that's the kohen gadol bein ha'ulam lemizbeach, so you, avadin yivis, you should have got killed. That means the mamun over there, who was baiting the people, there was a census, he used to go over. And he gave him a questionnaire, if you were Rochet Yedayim, and if he would have asked you, and you would have said no, that you weren't Rochet Yedayim, that would have been the end of you. So Memele, so Taisus has a raya, so Zetman doch Klo, So this is the Chavna Psukim, you need begishtam al mizbeach, that you have to do, that you need rechitza shedam. This is the Chaposik. So al kochach, there was a biyar ikonis, beino ulam le mizbeach, and the Tesefta de Kalim says that the Zachiyev mise an a biyar ikonis, beino ulam le mizbeach. So memele, so raya to the ritzvo, but a bir ikonis is mechayev. That's the Rosh in Kalim says that he wants it as a machlokes probably in the Tesefta. That's right, the Tesefta there's no eitze. Tesefta you see the zachiyev misa afilu on, not only on the heichel, on the beinulum lezbeich, the zachiyev misa, shalochot yodai. Avol rashi pirish beferish chumish bevoyom el moyed lahaktir. Rashi says, "Klo that is no chiyuv by ene rochutz v'yodayim v'raglayim anabir ikonis bevoyim aloy moyed lahakta. You only chayiv if you are mishamish b'li rechitzis yodayim. But anabir ikonis Rashi holds you not chayiv. V'loy nehire elok in the frishes. My da have a habit, beper kame de Sanhedrin, the Gemara, the Gemara want to say, what was the Seder al Avisha, by the Shiva Shemei Meluim? The Gemara was, my da have a habit, my naf kemine. Per kame de Sanhedrin, mi boi lon sher sinai bekamo. The Gemara close a shayla, it says, if a shayr, or an odom will be nikra, bal har sinai, b'shas ha-shros ha-shchine, it's chayiv misa. So the Gemara klaus a shayla sher sinai bekama. What kind of a bezdin did you need to be done the shayla? Chav gimel, the Gemara klaus a shayla bekama. Mi gomar shom mi doires, eloi, leipor chosem ki hocha mai da hava abba. The Gemara should have said, well, my naf kemina, now it's way up to matan teir already, so my mele, the Gemara doesn't say that. Biksoines umitz nefes kula alma loy pligi. So here the Gemara says that by the Ksainis and Mitznefes, that's Sikha, that the Ksainis and Mitznefes of Aaron was put on before the bone. Hodaloi noket nami michnasayim. That was Rashi's kasha. Nirali mishum de meforesh. Bein betzavo, bein baasiya Aaron kodem. That's a, because it says, when it speaks about the Levishas, the Ksainas, and the Mitznefes, it says, Klor, the Pasuk speaks about his whole Levisha before we come to the Bonim. So Memela, so that's what there's no Shaila, Tzicha, that they put on all his begotten first. No, so, oh, Mechnesayim like Sivi, loy bitzavo, loy basiya, but Mechnesayim doesn't say. Sign the Savo, forget, we learn how Mechnesayim the word from Vizet, but I say the Shtetach Nishdom. So Memela, Rashi Pirish Taima Achine. Rashi says another Pshat. Omaloi, Omaloch Avneitoi Shal Koin Godol, Loizehu Avneitoi Shal Koin Hedim. The Gemara had said that we have a stir of two psukim. One pasuk it says, V'chagarta Oisom. One pasuk it says, Vayachker Oisoi. So the Gemara says that really it was b'basachas, and it says v'yach keroisa, and then it says v'yach keroisa. That's just coming to tell us amalach avneiti shel kain god loy zeh avneiti shel kain hedyet. Vim taima heichi dayik midrsiv oisoi haksiv nami oisam uma oisam neime shav avneitim shovim. That is zicher, there's a stir in the two psukim. One pasuk vayis tois vayachke oisom, that there was, you know, basachas. One pasuk vayis tois was bzechazer, or vayachke oisom means it was one type of a chagure, vayachke oisom means there are two types of a chagure. Good, there's, but how does one know to say, oh, this goes on this and this goes on this? There's no, you can say whatever you want, but you don't have a hichoche. Don't have a hichoche to say that this is coming to tell us that both have neit maglaich, and this is coming to tell us that the seder was one after the other. V'yeshloima svar luk mekro deves avnei tase sheish moshso bekoin godol davke. Misvarech itzayin, without any psukim, it would be mistavet to say that the shatnes deka avnei was by the koin godol. Even the shab godol, a yunami de kloim, as other begodim of kloim, heifei, the choshin, avul hedi to chosha begod of the boots, name an ami avnete the boots, so that's mistava to say that the avnete of the kain hedi was sheish, vash kranami ki agavne kain god of yamekipurim, if he show you sha begod of the boots, ho yunami avnete the boots. So memele, so the gemara means like this, misvore chitzoine, they should be different avnete. So therefore, one man the Yoma held that they should be different avnatim. So one man the Yoma held, and we have a pasuk v'yach keroisa. So that was stim. See, there was a difference between the chagur of the kohen gadol and the chagur of the bonim. The other man the Yoma held that the svar chitzayin is that all avnatim should be gleich. So he has vayach keroisam. So that means that each one be'emison has a svara chitzayne kevosei, and he's just bringing a posik to say that this posik is saying like my svara chitzayne. The menachem yoini zatzal pirish the nafkelei mikzere shove the roikem roikem. We have a gzere shove. The chsi bevata tetzave v'sav neitas the maise roikem. Bekoin godl meirem in der Sibu vnei aritase kutonois vosiso lahem avneitim umig boys. So that's what I said before, vas avneitase vavneitase meise roikim, let's speak about the koin hedye. Mkein kama the koin godl. So first was the koin godl. So there, by the koin godl, by his avneit says roikim. The pashas kudik siv vishas asi vas avneit sheish mozo trelis vagomen telashoni meise roikim. There also it says, by the shatnes the kavnes is my seroikim. Finim is a reshov, the chmeido is seroikim. Kloim have, kach, vavne tasa my seroikim, shikosa the kohen godl, kloim have. So that's why I have a gzeire shov that's telling me that the kohen godl's was shatnes. Avo vavne shal kohen hedyet, like kosav roikim. So me mele, so really I have a gzeire shov, which I'm not even bothered to bring. So Mamela, and this is only a backup, and so Mamela, that that's why miyashiv the vayachar oisai and the vayachar oisam, because there are two types of avnatim. Mandom atavayish akloim mashvilahem vidersiv oisam. He says fakert that the oisam is mafkiya this kzeir shabav roikim.